I'm Carrie Rollwagon, and I'd like to introduce you to my grandmother, Barbara Lautner. I called her Missy. Missy passed away not long ago at age 85, but a few months before she died, we sat down for a series of interviews about what life was like when she was young. Today, Barbara tells us about her love story with David Lautner, my grandfather, and we talk about what weddings were like in the 1950s. Today's cast of characters includes Barbara and David, who I called Missy and Papa, David's parents, Ernest and Mildred Lautner, who I called Gramp and Nanny, and an unfortunate side character named Clyde. I did want to mention that these recordings aren't perfect. There are a couple of times where Missy's mic drops out for a couple minutes, and I've just left those because you can still hear her on my mic, and I liked what she said, so I wanted to share it. Missy did have a habit of jumping up to grab a photo in the middle of an interview, so you'll hear that a couple of times. When she does talk about a photo, I ask her to explain what she's looking at, so you'll get an idea. But you can also go to carrierollwagon.com and look at my blog. You can search Barbara Lautner or Missy, and you can find pictures there. So I included photos of the photos that she talks about in the episode. I also wanted to thank my cousin, Becca Harmon. She is also a grandchild of Missy's, and she did some work editing the sound quality on these conversations, so they are more easy to listen to. So thanks, Becca.
Tell us the story of how you met Papa, like your love story, the beginning of it.
Okay.
How did you meet him? How'd you fall in love? All of that stuff.
Well, I was at Tate High School. It was my junior year. I'd just been there 1 year. And they came in and told me, probably someone from the football team, said, you've been selected to represent our school at the paper bowl game. We had a big paper mill pretty close to the school. It was a big industry. A lot of people worked there. And I didn't know what that was. But Pensacola High would play an out-of-state football team once a year, and they called it the Paper Bowl. And they had a queen, and then they selected a girl from Catholic High and Tate to be her attendants.
Okay.
And so they selected me to be the attendant. Well, it just happened, Carrie, that the lady that was secretary to the principal came in one day, and I worked my free period for her in school. And she said, here's the guy, and he's very nice. He's gone to church to me all these years since he was a little kid. And he wants his transcript. He was thinking about going into flight training, and said, I want you to send it to him. Tell him I said hello. I hear he wasn't feeling good, had a virus or something. And so, you know, what do you write to someone? You've never seen them. You don't know anything about them except what this lady has said. You know, I looked him up in the yearbook, and it wasn't as good a picture as he was good-looking, really. But anyway, so I had something to write about the paper bowl, see?
Oh, right.
And so I told him the details, and I said, we're going to have a parade downtown in convertibles and the afternoon before the football game. And then we're going to one exclusive place called the San Carlos Hotel for dinner. And we're to have a flight student as our escort. And then they'll take us out to the football field and the center and let us walk up to our seats and all. And so I was telling him what was going to happen. And so he was coming home from the Navy, stationed in Delaware, I think. And he decided he might like to meet me. Mm-hmm. You know, he was going to be here for 2 weeks, so he wrote and asked if he could, you know, come by, and so he did. And,
yeah.
He was a fresh little guy, kissed me the first date, and I thought, my own word. I wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
He was 5 years older than me.
Okay.
And so I met his folks at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back where he was stationed, but he studied real hard, and he made good grades, and he got to choose where he wanted to be stationed next, his mm-hmm. billet. And so he chose Pensacola.
Okay.
That's because he was going into photo school, and mm-hmm. they had a big one here.
So did he go to Tate also? Did he go
yes.
to high school? Okay, so that's
why. He graduated
why
from Tate.
They had the transcript.
Uh-huh.
And how does a scarlet fever play into this? Is that something I made up, or is that, did he have a sunburn and somebody?
Oh, when he first got into the Navy and was shipped up there, he had been fishing down here. Well, it's warm here, mm-hmm. you know, and he got sunburned. Well, he was shipped up there, and they were having sort of an epidemic, and they took one look at him and said, you have scarlet fever, you'll have to be contained, you
right.
know, quarantined. And he tried to tell him, no, I don't have scarlet fever, I'm just sunburned. Well,
right.
It was snowing outside there, you know.
So yeah.
they didn't believe him. So that's why he was with the scarlet fever came in.
So is that why the lady had thought he was ill? Because he...
Yes, she heard that they had quarantined him.
Okay. So that's why, so he really had a sunburn. He was quarantined for a sunburn.
Yes.
She felt bad, and he had requested his transcript, so she asked you to write him. And...
Yes. You know, a funny thing about the transcript, it was 25 years later, and someone was asking how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And we were telling him this story. And he said, you know, you didn't send my transcript. You
what?
Just wrote me. I said, I didn't. He said, well, it didn't matter because they found out he had astigmatism
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't fly.
Oh, okay.
So that worked out okay, but I thought, oh, good grief.
Yeah.
25 years, I didn't know that. He later either wrote me or told me afterwards that he really fell in love with me the 2 weeks that he was home on leave
mm-hmm.
because I was dating him every day. And my regular boyfriend from FSU, he was home, and I was dating him at night. So the first picture, I don't know where that is now. The first day I met him, we drove out to the beach, and he took a picture of me standing by his car. And, of course, I had a scarf on my head because you had to roll your hair.
Mm-hmm.
I had to roll it for the date that night, you know.
Oh, right.
So he didn't seem to matter. I mean, it didn't seem to matter to him.
So you were rolling your hair for the other guy.
Yeah.
But so how did that work with, I think now a lot of, were you encouraged to date a lot of people at the same time? Or did people go steady? Did that mean that you didn't date other people? Or what was normal?
I think going steady was more normal. I remember one guy, and actually I didn't date much because his dad probably didn't loan him the car.
Mm-hmm.
But we corresponded at school.
Okay.
You know. Mm-hmm. But now Clyde, the guy I was dating at night when David was there.
Mm-hmm.
He was the same age as David. I don't know why. I went with older guys. Someone asked me, I'm surprised your mother let you go with older guys. And I'm thinking, she probably never even asked how old he was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And because of personalities, we got along fine.
Right.
You know? But that guy was a junior at FSU.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come home during the holidays to work, and that's why I dated him at night, during the day.
Now, did Papa know about that? They knew about each other?
Papa knew about Clyde, but I waited on telling Clyde about David. I remember one time he inquired about Clyde after he had gone back to his base. He said, "You haven't said anything about Clyde lately." I said, "What's going on?" And I said, "Well, I get a letter every day."
Yes.
From him. You know, I guess he was trying to keep my interest.
Right.
And he was a nice guy, but he wasn't David.
Right.
So we had that time of a few months when he was here at Pensacola.
Right.
To get better acquainted and fall in love. And by that time, I met him when I was 15, almost 16. By that time, I was 16, and he wanted me to marry him before he left Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how I resisted him, but I must have wanted to graduate with my class, maybe. And God knew I needed another year to grow up a little, you know.
Was that normal? I mean, now I feel like if people get married when they're 16, it's more abnormal now.
Yes.
But was it normal then? That
A little more so. Mm-hmm. A little more so. See, women back then, I know there were exceptions, Carrie, to this, but you either became a teacher or secretary, or a nurse.
Right.
You know, those were the big opportunities you had.
Mm-hmm.
So marriage was a pretty good opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? So when he first asked you, when you were younger, when you were 16, did he do a whole proposal and get down on one knee and have a ring, or was he just saying
no? We're just talking.
Okay.
You know, but he, I knew he was serious about
it.
But we waited until the night after I graduated, and then we got married.
That long after graduation, huh?
Later, I asked him. It occurred to me. I said, "Why didn't we wait?" Because they were letting military guys get out of the service because the Korean War was ending.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew he was going to be out in maybe 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So later I said, "Why didn't we wait until you got out and came home instead of you coming all the way back and us going back out?"
Yes.
And he said, "I wasn't waiting another minute."
Yeah. So when he did propose and you said yes, was it more like people did the one knee and the ring thing, or was it more just like, was that fairly typical of what everybody was doing? I feel like now it is more of an event. And
yeah. No, I can't remember anybody telling me their fiancé
or
engagement was like, you know, proposing down on a knee.
Right. Well, I mean, on your wedding day, you basically got your license in the morning, got married in that night, and then went on a road trip the next day. Yeah. So
we were adventuresome.
Yeah. did he give you a ring then? Or?
No, he came back maybe in January or something like that, just for a few days, and brought my ring.
Mm-hmm. So was that exciting, or was it just like, okay, now I have a...
Oh, no, it was exciting, you know, to show it to everybody and everything. Yeah.
Well, did they do showers and things like we do now?
Yes, some, but Carrie, people then gave dish towels and a little dish, you know.
Yeah.
Much more frugal.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have, a few people gave us our sterling tableware.
Okay.
Some of that. And too bad we didn't get more of that. It was very inexpensive. I remember a sterling spoon was just $5.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The jewelry stores would give each graduate a spoon.
Okay.
That would sort of ensure a customer.
Yeah.
You know.
So was it fun? Did you get to pick your patterns and things, or like your China patterns?
For that, I did, because the jewelry stores were offering a free sterling spoon, and a few people picked up on that. But the only dishes we had was a set of four plastic.
Yeah.
Plates and
saucers.
So
you had some plastic plates and some sterling spoons.
Yes, yes.
Nice. well, what would happen at a typical bridal shower? Did you play games and things, or was it just a party?
Yeah, they played little simple games.
Do you remember any of the games?
Sometimes they'd use our name, and everybody's supposed to make how many words they could,
yes,
you know,
out
of that, or just simple, because a lot of the ladies were not spring chickens, and so we didn't have games where they had to hop around.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But most of the time, we didn't do that much, because you had refreshments, and then you opened all the presents, you know, and then you had to pack them up and
yeah,
stuff like that.
What kind of refreshments did you have?
Oh, just simple.
I know, but what were a couple popular things that would have been typical?
Cupcakes were popular, you know, and then just punch from different fruits or juices, you know, things like that.
Do you remember any cake flavors or anything that were popular then, or was it just normal, or was it, I mean, and when I picture the 50s, I picture people really getting into that, like, you know.
Well, I think it depended on where you lived.
Mm-hmm.
If you lived in a city where you had more social life with people that had maybe a little more money.
Right.
Then they began to do that more. But things were quite simple yet. Maybe because I saw it in the country, you know.
Yeah. So what was the actual preparation for the wedding like? Was it months of preparation? Was it pretty simple? Or what was the wedding like?
I think I was just in a dream world. Yeah. I was too. Now I look back and I think, I didn't contribute anything, you know. David's, because my mother didn't have any money, and his folks took me to a bakery and had me pick out some decor for the cake. It was not a huge cake, you know, but maybe three layers. This was an unusual occurrence. David had a girlfriend that he met at a Christian camp when he was in high school. And they corresponded, and I guess he'd go over to Foley, which is a little community not too far from here, and see her. And they had a gladiolia farm. This is a flower that was real popular then. And David's folks must have contacted these folks and asked them if they would have flowers that David could use at the wedding. So they took their vehicle over there. We had so many gladiolias. The church, they put them in the cemetery. These people were very generous, and of course, I was so young and ignorant. We never went over and thanked them personally. You know, I'm sorry. about that. I think I don't know if his girlfriend had gotten married or you know.
You did go to California the next day, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what was your wedding dress like?
Oh, it was sort of pitiful. As I say, David's mom used the basis from the coronation gown she made, mm-hmm. and took all the netting and everything off, and bless her heart, she put like a thin nylon, that was popular then, for the skirt, and she made all these little flowers she put on the skirt. The top was lace. Mm-hmm. After the ceremony, David immediately put his arm around my head and pulled my veil down, so all the pictures look, you know, a little pitiful. But because she used that basis, it made me, I was thin then, mm-hmm. but it really made me look a little heady. Yeah.
So was it was just because, but it was pretty as a coronation gown. It was just the different, like, netting that she put on it.
Yeah,
just wasn't flattering.
Yeah, the stuff that she left, you know, there just added some bulk that right. I didn't need.
Yeah.
But the coronation gown, I have to find the picture and send it, mm-hmm. Send you a copy, because it was lovely.
Did you feel like that on your wedding day? Did you think, like, I don't like this dress? Or is that something you thought later when you were looking at the pictures?
Well, I was too excited about getting married. I didn't worry too much. Pictures then were taken, everybody was pretty solemn.
Mm-hmm.
Not like now.
Yes. So did you have bridesmaids? Did Papa have groomsmen?
Yes, they did, and the mother of one of the bridesmaids saw this cute thing.
You're putting cute in quotation marks. Yeah.
Yes. They had these little hats that stood up. It was like a organdy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thin thing with ruffles down. Something I never would have chosen, but because this lady was special and her daughter was one of my good friends,
right?
I just accepted her suggestion.
So it was it wasn't a wedding that you planned, that you felt like, I've been thinking of this my whole life and this is how it's going to be. It was more just, here, these people are willing to help, so I'll take the gladiolas and the tulle and the...
Yeah, you know, nobody asked me, what color gladiolas would you have? Would you like? Whatever they brought.
What did they bring?
They were all
remember?
White.
Oh, white, okay.
Yep, yep.
Well, and speaking of white, was Papa's suit white? Is that...
His jacket was white and his pants were black.
Okay. So that was a surprise, too. You had nothing to do with that.
No.
You just showed up.
Nothing. I don't remember making any decisions.
Yeah.
You know, I just got there when I was supposed to. And.
Mm-hmm. What was the, did you get married in a church?
Or? Yes. I went to a Baptist church, and he went to a Methodist church, grew up in a Methodist church. It was, they had just built a new church. And so we were the first ones that got married.
Oh, wow.
In the Pine Forest Methodist Church. And our pastor married us.
Okay.
But we were married in his church.
Okay. So what did you do for the reception? Or did you have a reception?
Yeah, just punch with the cake.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there wasn't, people weren't, was that pretty typical not to have dancing and things like that?
No, no dancing.
Yeah. Was it for religious things or just because it was an expense
thing? They just
didn't
do that then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe some in town did it, but I wasn't acquainted with people.
Right.
Did it.
Did you have fun? Was it a good day? Like, was it just like, well, I'm doing this, I'm excited. Were you excited about just doing it and getting married? Or was, you know how some people think, like, it was, they'll say that this was the one of the best days of my life and I got to see everybody I cared about. Is that how you felt?
No.
Yeah.
No. A lot of people I didn't know mm-hmm. from his church because I didn't have it at my church. A lot of the people didn't come.
Okay.
Over there. It was, I would not say it was the best day of my life. You know, just getting married is what I was
right
concerned about, you know.
Right.
David was taking care of all the details about our trip. I didn't have to think, you know, about
right
any of that. So, you know, I was 17 was pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, did they decorate the car? Did they put, you know, funny things in your car, anything like that, or tie cans? And
no, because we were leaving the next day. David's folks took our van over to a friend's house and put it in their garage.
Okay, so people did that then.
They did it, but David didn't want that done with us.
You're about
the
to
trip,
yeah.
You know, so that was out. Now the photographer wrote on the negative, I guess, or the picture or something, a date.
Yes.
On the door of the car or something like that.
Okay.
You know.
It is fun to hear about what traditions have stayed and what traditions have, you know. Can you think of anything else that people did then that's just like kind of has, people don't do this anymore? Or
we were sort of drab.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there was a lot of smiling and mm-hmm. and so forth, but no hysterics, no tricks,
yes,
you know, things like that.
I think it has become such an event. I think there is so much that whole idea that this is supposed to be the best day of your life, I think is usually detrimental to people.
Well, see, nobody told me, and my mother was from the country,
mm-hmm.
That I should have had a bridesmaid's something.
Oh, right, a gift.
But,
yeah.
But you know.
Yeah.
Didn't even cross my mind,
right.
I guess. You know, because I'm trying to think of weddings that I had gone to.
Right.
Carrie and nothing comes to my mind because mm-hmm. I was so young.
Right.
Perhaps I didn't, a lot of my friends, well, I say a lot of friends that were getting married, which were very few,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have gone to their, because I was young and all, I wouldn't have gone to their wedding.
Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying these conversations and you want to remember Barbara, invite people into your life, your family, your friends, strangers, and invite adventure into.